Hi everyone, welcome back. It's English teacher Monica, and today I'm going to be talking about how you can speak English faster, and not only that, but also how native speakers speak English. It's going to help you guys to understand why it could be so difficult to understand natives, whether it's in movies, music, whatever it is. One of the things that's important to know is that as native speakers, when we speak, we will cut words off and glue them together with the next word. So whether it's the word in front of it, after it, we will often do that. Sometimes we'll even take several words and glue them together. I'm going to give you guys a lot of examples so you will start to see sort of a pattern of how these words make or cause native speakers to speak faster, and also why it's so difficult to understand native speakers. Definitely, this is not what you learn in school. So if you guys are taking like a formal course, whether it's in school, online, oftentimes these types of things will not be in the lesson, and then you'll leave and you'll go to listen to a native speaker or speak to a native speaker and then wonder why you can't understand anything. So here's why. Let's take a look at the first expression. So what do you think? We are going to cut this down a lot and we're going to say, what do you think? What do you think? So what do you think becomes what do you think? Here's the next sentence. What did you do with it? And we'll say, what'd you do with it? What'd you do with it? So if someone has your keys or whatever you're looking for and you can't find it, instead of saying, what did you do with it? Native speakers will say, what'd you do with it? Where is it? What'd you do with it? Okay, the next one. How did you like it? How'd you like it? How'd you like it? Go ahead and repeat these as you hear them, okay? That way you guys are getting some speaking practice in there as well. How'd you like it? How did you like it? How'd you like it? Here's the next one. When did you get it? When did you get it becomes when'd you get it? When'd you get it? How is it going? How's it going? How's it going? Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let's give me your hand. Or you could say, give me your hand. And it becomes, give me your hand. Give me your hand. I should have told you. I should have told you. I should have told you. You guys can start to see how we are taking off parts of the word and gluing it onto the next word in line. Okay? So this is a great listening activity. It's also a great speaking activity to help you guys get used to speaking this way instead of pronouncing every single word perfectly. That's simply not how native speakers speak. And that goes for any language, not just English, but like any language that we're learning. We'll find that native speakers will often cut words, you know, glue words together just to make it easier and faster to speak. Why do we do this? Who knows? But because it's something that every language does, like every native speaker of every language, it seems to be just something that humans do naturally. All right, let's keep going with our list. I have to go. I have to go. I gotta go. Or you could say, I have got to go. I gotta go. Or you could say, I've gotta go. I've gotta go. I gotta go. Gotta go. I mean, you could really shorten this one a lot. The next one, I have got a book. I've got a book. Or you could say, I got a book. When we use this gotta, we don't always put the have in there. Like the contraction, I've got a book, I've got to go. We usually just cut that out and say, I gotta go. Okay? I gotta go. Do you want an apple? Want an apple? Want an apple? And I guess technically that is grammatically incorrect because do you want an apple? So you can also say, do you want a pear? Want a pear? Want a pear? Let me in. Let me in. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I'll meet you later. Meet you later. Meet you later. You know, in these sentences, I know English, it always requires some sort of subject. But when we start breaking these sentences down, you find that you actually don't necessarily need the subject, which is kind of nice, I guess, right? Making English the same as other languages in a way. So like, let me know, or I'll let you know, I'll let you know. Yeah, that one you do need the subject. But like, I'll meet you later, you don't need it. Meet you later. Okay, meet you later. Okay, call you later. Like those things, like, okay, I don't need to say I'll call you later. All right, sounds good. Call you later. We don't necessarily need the subject, okay? So those are just some examples of how native speakers speak and how you can also speak English faster and speak like a native, okay? If you guys are wanting to take any classes online with me, visit the link in the description. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. My name is English Teacher Monica. I'll catch you later.